You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's position in the dispute with the West over Ukraine and NATO's expansion was unacceptable, Josep Borrell, the EU's foreign policy chief, said after meeting with European foreign ministers in the French city of Brest.
It was obvious from the beginning that the position of Russia was unacceptable. It does not take a diplomacy genius to realize that Russia's proposals were difficult to accept for the Western world.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian, who spoke alongside Mr. Borrell during a briefing, said Russia wants to return to the agreements from the 1945 Yalta Conference as the basis of the two propositions.
La volonté de la Russie est de revenir à Yalta.
Russia's will is to go back to Yalta, as the basis of the two propositions on the table amount to a logic of blocks and to go back to the period before 1990. This is not acceptable for us. But if behind this gesture there is a will to build something else, then let's continue discussing, because we want stability and security in Europe. So we are in this spirit of firmness and dialogue.
Russia raised the stakes on Thursday when Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov refused to rule out a military deployment to Cuba and Venezuela if tensions with the United States escalate. The top Russian diplomat said he could neither confirm nor exclude the possibility of Russia sending military assets to Latin America if the US and its allies don't curtail their military activities on Russia's doorstep. In an interview with Russian television network RTVI, citing Russian President Vladimir Putin's warning that Moscow could take unspecified military technical measures if the US and its allies fail to heed its demands, Mr. Ryabkov said it all depends on the action by the US. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan dismissed the statements about a possible Russian deployment to Cuba and Venezuela.
I'm not going to respond to bluster in the public commentary. That wasn't raised in the discussions at the Strategic Stability Dialogue. If Russia were to move in that direction, we would deal with it decisively.
The negotiations in Geneva and a related NATO-Russia meeting in Brussels took place in response to a significant Russian troop buildup near Ukraine that the West fears might be a prelude to an invasion. Mr. Sullivan said he believes a path of diplomacy could still work.
Russia has the opportunity to come to the table as we go forward to deal with the very real concerns that we've put on the table, that Secretary Blinken has laid out publicly, and to negotiate in some of these areas that we've just been talking about. If Russia chooses to go a different path, we'll respond accordingly. But basically, we are still at a moment where we believe a path of diplomacy can operate in a way that vindicates and reflects our interests and principles, and we're prepared to work with our allies and partners on that.
U.S. Senate Democrats on Wednesday released their White House-backed proposal for legislation that would ratchet up sanctions on Russia if it sends troops into Ukraine. The measures would target President Putin, his top civilian and military leaders, and leading Russian financial institutions. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell urged the Biden administration to take the threat of a major war on the European continent seriously, saying sanctions are not enough.
As we speak, Russia is literally preparing to escalate its military assault on Ukraine. It has amassed more than 100,000 troops on Ukraine's border. Deterring Russian aggression and preparing for the very real threat of a major war on the European continent will take far more than these sanctions. It will take urgency and seriousness from the administration. Time is of the essence.
Russia's Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, envoy Alexander Lukashevich, said that Moscow was disappointed by the Western response to its proposals on Ukraine and European security.
Адекватного ответа или какой-то реакции.
We didn't hear an adequate response or some reaction to our proposals from our partners, regrettably. Everything revolved around their concerns and Russia's allegedly aggressive behavior, especially in the Ukrainian context. They interpreted in their own way the principle of indivisibility of security, enshrined in the OSCE documents.
He said the coordinated position of the collective West conveyed severe concerns about the deteriorating security situation with the projection on Russia's national interests. Russia, which annexed Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula in 2014, has denied having any plans to attack the neighboring country. Assam al-Ghalib, SBS News.